Food for thought. From the time I was a child growing up in New Jersey, I loved spending weekends with my grandparents. Their big old house was cozy, and I felt especially welcome and relaxed in Grammy's small kitchen. It was there that we had intimate conversations, and Grammy always seemed to include morsels of wisdom with every recipe she prepared. I remember one Saturday morning in particular. I was about 11 years old and had spent the night. After breakfast, I asked Grammy, "What kind of soup are you making today?" I could smell the broth simmering in a blue-speckled enamelware pot on top of the old gas stove. "Vegetable beef," she answered. "And you can help by chopping some carrots and celery." Grammy tied an apron around her full waist. We got the vegetables from the refrigerator. Onions, carrots, celery, potatoes, and cauliflower. She gave me a knife and a cutting board so I could do my share of the work. As I slowly peeled carrots, I lamented, "I've got to give an oral book report next week, and I'm scared." Granny looked at me and then back to the handful of chopped onions she had measured in her hand. She dumped them into the soup pot and said, "Most people are afraid of public speaking, but remember, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. So what exactly are you afraid of?" I slumped in my chair. "Everything, I guess. I don't like standing up in front of everybody. What if I forget what I'm going to say? Or what if somebody laughs?" "And what if you do just fine?" Grammy asked. "Have you prepared notes?" "Well, no. That would be a lot of extra work." "Hard work never hurt anyone," Granny cautioned as she pointed the wooden spoon towards me. You could try practicing in front of a mirror." I pushed the pieces of carrots to the side of the cutting board. The room was quiet except for Grammy's thick-heeled lace-up shoes clicking across the worn linoleum floor. She took the chopped carrots to the stove and added them to the soup. Then, as I sliced celery, I went on to complain about schoolwork, friends, and family. As far as I was concerned, I had more troubles than the amount of chopped vegetables on the wooden cutting board in front of me. Grammy took it all in, listening patiently while I sputtered about bits and pieces of grief in my life. Wiping her hands on her apron, she brushed a strand of curly grey hair from her brow and sat down next to me. That close, I could smell the scent of her face powder. It not only whitened her face, but made every wrinkle show up too. I stopped cutting and looked into Grandmother's blue-grey eyes. Her expression was stern, yet gentle. "Nancy," she started, "there's nothing wrong with a little trouble in your life. It adds character." I sat back, but Grammy leaned closer. Her glasses, which hung from a chain around her neck, hit the table, emphasizing her movement. I know she must have something important to say. "Do you like my soup?" she asked. "Soup?" I wondered. "I thought we were talking about my life." "I love your soup, Grammy," I said. "Well, you know, a lot of people don't make homemade soup these days. They say it's too much trouble. First you have to cook a nice broth, and then chop all the vegetables into bite-sized pieces." "But I don't mind a little trouble," she said. "It adds variety and flavor to my soup, and to my life. My soup would be pretty bland without the vegetables. And so would my life if it didn't have the little ups and downs." After pausing, she added, "Besides, you have to remember that God knows exactly what he's cooking up in your life. You've got to trust him with the recipe." She smiled and then walked to the sink to start washing the dishes. While I helped Grammy clean up, I thought about what she had said. I still had a few days to practice my oral report. That Saturday, Grammy gave me food for thought, as well as a bowlful of her homemade soup. Every spoonful of Grammy's masterpiece was loaded with delicious bits of meat and vegetables. As I enjoyed the meal with my grandparents, somehow my problems didn't seem quite so big anymore. I would have to work on them, but Grammy had said that hard work paid off. Maybe I could turn a little trouble into something as special as Grammy's homemade soup.